It is the 7th day of February. On the phone line with us, Dan Zwicker at CGB Enterprises. He hails from Mandeville, Louisiana, but is somewhere in deep southern Illinois, I think Illinois still today, on the road, headed back to Evansville in a flight for either Waco or Mandeville, one of the two. Where are you headed this afternoon, Dan?
I'm going to go to New Orleans.
No, you're going to New Orleans. Good. Thank you so much for being along with us.
Mardi Gras weekend.
wait a second. Is the wife coming in to see you?
Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't sure. Well, good.
I'd get in too much trouble without her.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Teresa will keep you in line. I'm almost positive of that. So, okay, good. Well, thank you so much for the last couple of days for spending time with me as we went to Northern Illinois to DeKalb and then yesterday to the Pork Expo. We had a really good couple of days. Did you learn anything new over those couple of days from the producers and what they were thinking about the marketplace?
Well, I mean, as a rule, they're all very interested in, you know, what everybody has to say about the market. Not necessarily that they're going to, you know, take everything they hear as gospel, but they're all interested in what might come along to maybe give them a selling opportunity or what might come along to totally mess up their marketing plan. So, you know, I think being in the markets in this era is fun even for an old guy like me because, you know, you don't necessarily know what you're going to wake up to the next morning, and it could just totally change the whole complex. And I think farmers are definitely aware of that, and they've got the money on the line with their big operations and expensive equipment and a lot of investment. So there's no doubt about it. There's a lot of interest no matter where you go at in the Corn Belt on what could happen or what might happen to, you know, help me out.
And projected rainfall the reason for the downturn in the marketplace today?
Well, I think a couple things. I think the main thing what I would attribute it to is another dismal showing of corn export sales, and then the private Brazilian crop estimate that their corn crop, I think, was going to maybe climb to 76 million tons. Most people in the trade has been using a number around 72. I think last year we were somewhere around maybe 74.5. And I think our bean sales were very good. The Brazilian bean crop does seem like it's growing a little bit. Now the Argentine crop is shrinking. I think the net effect is maybe somewhere around 3 million tons. It'll be interesting to see what USDA does tomorrow. But I think the larger Brazilian corn crop and the dismal export demand that we're seeing for U.S. product is probably the main negative here today. Because what it's telling us is that our export demand is going to be worse than what USDA has on the books. And I wouldn't be a bit surprised to see USDA trim our export demand number tomorrow at least 50. Just looking to me like it could maybe fall back as low as 800 from this 950 level. And then with the large new crop, corn, Brazilian corn crop coming at us, I'm beginning to get nervous that they're going to be a competitor of ours back again as we get into the spring and summer months when they get their crop out of the ground. So I think that's the big negative in corn. It pushed new crop corn futures to new lows for the year here today, which is not a good sign when you're watching seasonal tendencies. That does tell you that the market feels generally comfortable, at least at this point, that farmers are going to plant a large acreage. Now, what about summer weather? I guess, you know, we'll worry about that 2 months down the road or so.
So some very bearish fundamentals. Do you have hope for the marketplace beyond those fundamentals?
Well, I think so. I mean, it seems to me like the market's wanting to price in the biggest new crop it can price in 6 weeks into the new calendar year. So It wouldn't be surprising to me that they overdo the bearishness in corn, because I do think that beans are in a much better fundamental position. Export sales today were very strong. I think they were right up against 900,000 tons. I think China took maybe 600 or 700,000 tons. I've been on the road, but I know China took a big chunk today. And that pace tells us that USDA needs to raise crushings tomorrow, and they need to raise export demand. And I guess probably what they'll do is take it out of residual use, some of it, but I don't know where they're going to get it. I mean, we can basically what our balance sheet calls for is that we can only make sales about 200,000 a week rather than 800 or 900,000 a week. So it tells me that the old crop balance sheet is much skinnier than what USDA has on the book. So it does look to me like the soybean market is in a much better shape to move higher and gain on corn. And what the function then would be is to pull some of those acres out of corn into soybeans and then probably get a little more balance. So I think the they're probably working in the worst or the best case scenario for corn production right in here, and it'll get smaller from here.
So if you worked in the best case for corn production scenario, and then you turned around and planted a smaller set of acres because beans were pulling some of those away, I take it that's what you're telling me, on a higher ratio for corn to beans,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, smaller acres and then probably a more realistic yield. I think we had some panel discussions on that over the past couple of days that, you know, if you're going to plant 97 or 100 million acres, it's kind of hard to get a yield equal to when you're only planting 85 million acres of corn. So people that are plugging in 162 and 163 bushel yield doesn't look very realistic, at least at the moment. And then especially if the weather pattern doesn't change and allow some more moisture as you get into the western corn belt and the southern plains and the northern plains, that yield prospect can fall fairly quickly, I think.
I suppose the other thing maybe I want to delve just a little bit, if we get Brazilian exports of corn as competition, it really only comes probably in 3 or 4, maybe 5 months, but it comes before our harvest in the United States, so it might be competition, but we wouldn't have really much to export at that time frame anyway.
No, we really don't. I mean, and then if the implied feed disappearance that implied based upon the December 1st stocks numbers, we probably need to drop exports 200 million, if not more. But what that does, though, is it pulls the plug out of the prospects of a sharply higher old crop market. But, you know, it's tense, and we're really not going to know anything new on the fundamental front until we see the March 1st stocks numbers, and then, of course, planting intentions numbers. That's going to be a big report on March 28th or 29th. I forget which day it is, but it's right on that Friday, last Friday in March.
Hey, thanks so much, and have a safe trip back to New Orleans.
Very well, Todd.
That's Dan Zwicker. He's with CGB Enterprises, hails from Mandeville, Louisiana. Joins us on the closing market report for this Thursday afternoon.